touch of pain, feeling unknown. In pain by the senses, afflicted by the dead, engaged in horror, sickness of bone. Guaranteed void. Germaphobic nightmare, causes of pain. Criminal of proclaim, inflicted by illness. Mutations of replicants, syndromes of male men, or deconfinement. Sustained isolation. Once the falling nightmare begins. Balls of dust surround me, feeding my fears to the end. Mandatory quarantine enforced as the powers begin to employ invasive measures, arbitrary act. The imposing of his presence of order amidst the insurrect's deniability. Condemnation contagion, the virus of sadistry. Pandemic, panic, endemic, unease, the outbreak of human respiratory disease. Condemnation, contagion, transmission to proximity. Global term of genetic disease, the widespread epidemic of social unease.
It's the International Punk Supply radio show, I guess.
Have you put some fucking gusto in this or what?
We know what? We're dedicated. Why so sad? We're still dedicated to bringing you the greatest of punk hits, okay? Okay, get off my back.
I didn't know Jay Maskus was the fucking guest today.
joining me today, the incomparable DJ Chilean Hammer.
Patrick, what's wrong?
Also on the mic, DJ Riff Master General.
Hi. What up?
Rounding
Cheer
out
up, Buttercup.
Rounding out today we have DJ Little Tokyo.
Yo, what's up? Pat's just sad because we made fun of him for eating dinner.
And of course, as always, it's me, DJ Hollywood. I've just been suffering without AC for so long. I can't even think. I can barely even eat this cookie. But here we are. We have tracks, and we're going to listen to them. And my AC's fixed. Thank you.
All right. What kind of cookie you got there, bud?
Oh, it's the best cookie in Los Angeles.
What is it?
It's from Proof Bakery. It's a workers' co-op over on Glendale in Atwater Village. Specializes in croissants. But I gotta say, their chocolate chip cookie, little specks of Malden salt on the top, a little gooey in the middle, crisp on the outside, perfect cookie.
It'd be funny if they were actually paying you for this.
I heard the sourdough bread sucks shit, though.
Mm. Funny story about that. We had a customer call the bakery today. This is not a joke. Saying that the loaf of bread she bought before we went on her summer break was the best loaf of bread she's ever had, and that she's from New York and she knows bread.
Ooh.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is up, Joey?
New Yorkers think they invented everything.
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't say anything about bagels, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be impressed if it was the best bagel she ever had, but, you know.
The best pizza. It's about the water.
Yeah.
Bagels aren't relevant. We don't sell them at Proof Bakery, a workers' co-op over on Glendale Avenue in Atwater Village. That's Los Angeles, of course.
Nice. My AC was making me sick, and so I have to get it cleaned. And so I'm not using any AC at the moment, and it's hot as shit.
Oh, it's like 100 degrees over there, isn't it?
Yep.
Does it ever get that
hot? How much
is
that in C?
It's pretty much like 100 degrees for like 3 months every day.
Oh.
Except for when it's raining, and so it rained yesterday, so it's a little cooler.
Oh, it's a little cooler here today in sunny Los Angeles.
It's a little cooler today. Slightly.
How's the weather in Chicago, Dylan?
It's been, well, I was gone for like 2 weeks, but, since I've been back, it's been pretty nice.
This has been Weather Chat.
Yep.
Nice.
Speaking of cool things, like the weather, what did we just listen to?
Cannibal Corpse.
That's cool.
Condemnation Contagion.
Now, is that a new record?
It's their newest one.
Yeah, this features Corpse Grinder.
This is, some people don't step to Corpse Grinder, whatever, fuck off. There's a playthrough video of, they have the guitar player from, he was in this band Ripping Corpse from Jersey back in the day. Yeah, I think so. I can't remember. Anyway, and Hate Eternal, Eric Rutan. And I saw a playthrough video of him just playing the guitar part along with this song. Highly recommend watching it. It's crazy.
Wait, so why don't people mess with the Corpse Master anymore?
People say that their first vocalist is like the only real good Cannibal Corpse
vocalist. It's that type of bullshit?
Yeah, it's so fucking dumb. And like, honestly, just... The band doesn't have a bad record, so like I don't understand what they're complaining about.
It's the worrying about quality control in a Cannibal Corpse album is a little silly to me. They're all good. They're all good.
Yeah, I mean, Skylar Rowe is talking about how he's on a road trip and he's like, we just listened to every Cannibal Corpse record and they were all good. So.
That would have been a little exhausting, though, after like, record four, three or four.
How long did that take?
Yeah.
I don't know. I should ask him.
How many records do they have? A lot, right?
Yeah. I haven't listened to all of them.
I mean, I honestly forgot Cannibal Corpse was a band, so.
How could you forget, man?
Yeah. Don't I have gore on my face?
Yes.
Gore. All right, all right.
You should eat yourself back alive now.
Hey.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's big old dick swinger riff. It's cool. So the next stuff is just like things I've heard like within the past like week that have really struck me. The last one I've heard before, but I finally found a copy of the record while I was in Wisconsin. So yeah. Nice. Joey, if you'd like to bless us.
I will.
The Lord is back.
I will hit it.
The Lord is back. The Lord is on the train. He's riding the rails to resurrection. The Lord is black. His mood is in the rain. The people have called. He's come in to make corrections. You can hear his voice blowing in the wind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, you can feel the power if you search within. He's mad, his disposition's mean. He's traveling the road to mass destruction. Poor hearts, be glad, you know your troubles have been seen. He promised he would make power reductions. Revelations tells us that the time is near. He's fire, his eye is in the sun. Yes, he's watching everyone for his selection. His voice is like the thunder crashing through the night. Yeah, 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 yeah. The Lord is black, his mood is in the rain. The people have called, he's come in to make corrections.
Well, it's a bloody merry morning, baby. Left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with the smog and haze reminding me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. All the nightlife and the parties, temptation and deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Is airborne and flight 50 cuts a path across the morning sky. And a voice comes through the speaker reassuring us flight 50 is the way to fly. And a hostess takes our order, coffee, tea, or something stronger to start off the day. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. Well, it's a bloody morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Yeah, I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight.
Right, one and only Willie Nelson. Bloody Merry Morning. Off the record, Phases and Stages, Circles and Cycles, is a concept record. One side about this couple breaking up, and side A is the woman's perspective, and then side B is the man's. That's the first song on side B. His lady just left him, so he's gonna take off to L.A. and have a Bloody Mary before he goes. Before that, Long Knife, Coast to Coast, off their new record, Curb Stomp Earth. I have listened to them before, but never really gelled with me until I heard this record, and it's good, like, Feel the Darkness era, Poison Idea. And then somebody, I sent it to my old roommate, and he's like, "That kind of sounds like Turbo Negro too," which I've never really listened to them, but, if it rocks like that, I should probably give it a chance. Their fan club kind of weirds me out, you know?
I was going to say, I think the fans ruin it for everyone.
Yeah. They're like, they're like Nine Inch Nails fans, you know?
I think it could be worth a try though. A lot of people with reputable taste say that, some of it's really good.
Yeah.
Who says what's reputable and what's not?
True.
All right, sorry. Go on.
We do, obviously.
Yeah, we are tastemakers.
I'm going to be like Pat Klazin last episode. I'm just going to shit on everything. That one was not for me.
No.
The Long Knife song?
I wasn't into it. It just didn't do much.
Oh, wow. All right.
Why? Unexpected.
It's okay.
I don't know. It didn't.
It's got like Tony Hawk Pro Skater vibes.
Yeah, you know? Just like, I didn't feel like there was that hook.
You were going up the vert ramp about to do a 900.
It feels like one of those free band shows that they do. It feels it's got that vibe.
Oh, definitely got that vibe. Speaking of, I did watch that Tony Hawk documentary.
Oh, fantastic.
It was awesome.
Fucking fantastic. Great. So good. Kind of sad.
A little
it
bit.
It is sad, but sorry, I cut you off, Dylan.
No, that's okay. I heard somebody refer to Gloss as Tony Hawk Pro Skater Punk 2, and that one I agree with 100%. Sorry, Gloss fans, but you can keep that shit. fucking annoying. And then
that was like 7 years ago. That's fine.
Yeah, thank God they broke up, because I was sick of hearing about them. Now I'm really acting like Pat Klaza.
We all need our Pat Klaza moments.
Yeah. Podcaster for talking shit. The first track is Eugene McDaniel's Lord Is Back, Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse. That band, holy shit, going nuts. That drummer was so good. That's like a big, like Rare Grooves sampled record that a lot of people haven't heard the whole thing, and it fetches pretty pennies on Discogs.
How did you find out about it?
I follow some Instagrams that are like, you know, sort of online record store things, and saw it, and the cover looked interesting. Yeah. Then when I like
the cover's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the cover. Yeah. Looks interesting is like the understatement.
Describe it to the, you know, this is not an audio, this is an audio medium, so you got to describe this.
It's red and black, and Eugene McDaniels is sort of fuzzy and out of focus in the back, and he looks pissed. And in front of him, superimposed, are two samurais in a sword fight. So,
and like in very classic style, like above the picture is like, oh, Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the font is like, you know, I don't know what they call that. It looks like a textbook.
it's got very classic vibes. Mid-century. Like the iconography.
Yes. I heard a different record of his this week, too, called Outlaw. And the only way I can describe that is like country, soul, psychedelic folk.
Whoa.
Much like, yeah. This record is sweet, too, because he got a lot of shit because he, like, people assumed by the way that the record looked that it was going to be this like super weird, like an aggressive music, but it's a lot of like, he's just, you know, commenting on like social and racial injustices. And it's all of it is very, very weird, like instrumentation. There's like even like weird proggy bits that are in some of the songs, and like, but it's all still pretty rooted in this like psychedelic soul kind of feel. Yeah, one day would like to own a copy of that because it's really sick.
That one's one that I'm definitely gonna check out. Yeah. Thank you for opening my third eye.
Oh, same. Yeah. I want to listen to it all.
Yeah, it's good shit. Align those chakras.
Nice. Yeah, I've never really listened too much to Willie Nelson, but I've always liked what I've heard. So that was really good. And
just, where in his trajectory does that fall? I also have not listened to very much.
I think that's 72.
Okay.
I can take a look real quick.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Loud typing.
I was just thinking, I haven't had a Bloody Mary in a very long time. And that's a mistake.
What kind of drinks did you have when you were in jolly old England, Joey?
Actually, wait, follow-up question. What would a British person call a Bloody Mary?
I have no idea. I don't even know if they...
Not a Mary, because that's like a Catholic thing.
A spicy tomato.
I just drank a ton of beer. Like warm plat ales.
Ale.
Yeah.
With the
lads. It was. I mean, it's great. I've totally bought into the you should serve ales at room temperature and flat. It brings out all the flavors.
Malty.
Yeah.
Mary's a British woman once.
Yeah.
Well, and hopefully forever.
So
and hopefully forever.
So Heather makes fun of me as well because I can't tell the difference between marry, like the name, get to get married, and to be married. Like it all sounds the same to me. And she's like, no, it's like, oh, they're all different. Merger.
No. That's a hallmark of North American English. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a linguistic podcast now.
All right. And then also we started watching Barry, on HBO, and we had the same conversation.
About the name Barry.
Well, the food Barry. I guess that's the only.
And then
the only two.
You know.
To bury.
You can bury somebody.
Oh, no. Wait, that was the third one, to bury someone.
Yeah,
that was the third one.
Throwing it back to Cannibal Corpse here.
Yeah. So
Willie Nelson.
You said Willie Nelson, so Willie Nelson.
So Willie Nelson. I'm also interested as to where that record lies in his...
74. That came out in 74. I have a couple of his records. Redheaded Strangers, obviously, like classic. I really like the Waylon and Willie collabs. Those are great. I had another one. Always On My Mind is a good one. He's got like 50 records, so it's kind of hard to, you know.
Is Always On My Mind the one that was covered later by the Pet Shop Boys?
I didn't know that. Maybe it is.
And that's like, I think, and I recently found out that, hold on. I'm a loudly look up something.
Oh, so rude.
It was covered by them later. That's the version I know, because my dad's not a country guy. He's a new wave guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that like early, mid-70s Willie's good. Shotgun Willie's good record. That kind of stuff is all worth digging into.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's kick it over to Diego.
All right, I got two songs this time. The first one is a little heard song by a kind of heard band named At the Drive-In. It's a song called Give It a Name. Go ahead, man.
Take
are back. So after the drive-in, we listened to the new song by Conjunto Primitivo, Chicago's own, called Tafetan. And I had to look up what that means. Apparently, it's a type of fabric used for ball gowns and such. I don't know these things. That's why we got the internet, right? All right, what'd you guys think?
Great.
As I let out a loud burp.
Great block.
Yeah, it's easy to have a good block when it's two songs and it's like 5 minutes long. That At the Drive-In track comes from an EP called El Gran Orgo, which is one named after a Jodorowsky, you know, Holy Mountain, El Topo, etc. It's a reference to one of his movies. But two, it's not a very popular EP because it, you know, it's out of print and they don't own the masters, so it's not going, people aren't going to listen to it. I was feeling a little wistful. It's been 18 years since I discovered it. 18 years ago, I was 18. And I used to listen to that record a lot. And it was like, oh, this is like At the Drive-In if they were playing pop punk songs.
I'm gonna be honest here. I think there's a reason why it's been out of print.
Great. I would take that over the most At the Drive-In shit. I like that a lot.
I closeted that for sure.
That's okay.
Man, I had five more seconds in my blurb. All I was going to say was, it's okay. It's all right. I don't even remember
start
what
again.
I was going to say, man.
We'll cut
okay,
Pat out.
Okay, so start can from we the top. Start again? Yeah. Go back to what it meant back then. No, anyway.
First
that,
Bane reference ever.
What's that?
The first Bane reference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's been on my mind, you know, et cetera.
Oh, no, second Bane reference. Second Bane reference. We did reference the Bane shirt at one point in time.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Bane zip-up hoodie.
Quick aside.
Over my head.
So.
Let's just start again.
That At the Drive-In release did not have Jim Ward. I'm not sure, because he was in the band before, and then he joined it again, so I don't know what the fuck happened there.
Yeah, I was
there
just looking.
Some turmoil
looking
between
up.
The boys.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just looking that up on Wikipedia and also like his own Wikipedia page. I couldn't find anything. I read the Dan Ozzie book Sellout, and their chapter was very interesting.
I want to listen. Not listen. Well, no, we will listen. I'll wait till the audiobook's out to actually consume it.
Yeah, it's kind of certainly sad, especially from like his perspective, because like it was his, like he was one of the founding members, considered his band at one point, cried to Bono about like what to do about his band. Like, yeah,
Jim Ward did.
Yeah,
you met Bono.
That's how giant At the Drive-In got at their peak.
What?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like they were like on Letterman every fucking night.
I knew that.
That's
but
how
like...
I remember it.
Yo, straight up, like, Joey, I can't believe you would take that over Later at the Drive-In. Later at the
That's
Drive-In.
That's what he said.
Fucking. Oh, I thought you said that.
No, I did say that.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I was so good.
I know. I was kind of joking. I was fucking with Pat.
Did anybody listen to whatever the last record was that came out?
No way.
I listened to it once. I don't remember it, so that'll tell you a lot.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured.
It's just I don't know. Feels weird.
You can't top Relationship at Command.
Vibe is off.
That's why I saw them. You know, on one of those reunion.
Was that good?
Swings they did. It was fine, but they were really trying to, you know, do the just recreate their youth, you know, to like they had like a chair so that he could jump off the amps and stuff. Like, it's
well, they
like,
all quit
man.
Smoking. They all quit like smoking crack. They all quit smoking crack, so they can't do that anymore.
I mean, you know, it's I don't need to recreation. I don't have to hear the songs live. It was good for what it was. I got it. I didn't pre-buy tickets, you know, like get my cred back. Not that I need that, but someone I knew like had an extra ticket and or didn't want tickets or whatever the fuck, and I bought them.
Yo, fuck that. At the Drive-In rule. It's cool.
Yo, I like them a lot.
Oh yeah.
When I picked you up the other day from whatever the fuck, because this motherfucker went to Alaska.
You're playing Casino Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good record.
Great record.
I would like name favorite songs if they weren't all so fucking poorly titled.
You know, we got the song that's like it's got something about Napoleon or something. It's one about
Napoleon Solo.
Yeah. Just pull out the thesaurus and like pick random words and put them together.
SAT core.
Uh huh.
What do you say we move on to Popper's talk?
Oh yeah, Conjunto Primitivo. Supposedly the last release by Chicago Research, the label.
Wait, really?
That's what I read. I have not spoken. I could just DM Blake, but I haven't, and I won't.
But well, he's had a busy guy now.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, yeah. Man opened a record store.
Yeah.
Signal Records.
Oh, they're going to be done.
Apparently, Chicago Research will be done. That
was like Bruised, and who else is on there?
Yep. Speaking of Bruised, Caesar from Bruised, you know, the mastermind behind Bruised, he is the one half of Conjunto Primitivo, and Anna is the singer.
Good shit.
I actually mulled over like doing like I should just go home this weekend. I have credit card miles. Let's just go. I could have fun, but it would have been not really worth it. Except it would have been worth it for, you know, that those 45 minutes that they played their songs. I'm really into it. They meld lots of different things in this album. All the deep dark, all the industrial, the synths, cumbia, reggaeton, etc. It's great.
Yeah, another ass beater dance track.
Yeah, definitely time to do some poppers.
Yes. I'm gonna pick this shit up.
Nice. I guess transition over to my rock of block, or block of rock, however you want to say it. So the reason I picked my rock of block today is because I just came back from England and I brought back some records that I had there. And these are all from those records. Long story short, I was going to move. I moved some records to my in-laws' house to just have them there, to make it a little bit easier for when we were going to move to America. But we decided not to move to America because America sucks. And then I wasn't able to go back to England for like 3 years. And so I got these back after 3 years, and I've been listening to them ever since. And
finally reunited.
Yeah.
And it feels so good.
I would be...
It feels fucking
very
great.
Yeah, I would be very happy to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing when I went back to America in May. I brought back a ton of records, and I sold a shit ton. Actually, Jim Geis has sold a lot of them and has been steadily pumping money into my PayPal, which has been really nice. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks,
Jim. Shout out, Jim.
Free Jim Geis. Okay. The first song is by Hot Snakes, and I had a really tough time picking the song that I chose, but... I chose it for the guitar hook. Very short guitar hook, but it's sick. This song is called No Hands by Hot Snakes.
You know I found what I can't do.
Yo, 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 we are back. And that was Skeletal Family with Promised Land. Before that, we heard the Japanese band Papaya Paranoia off their album War, War, War with the song called Niju Seki no Kodomodachi. And then before that was No Hands by Hot Snakes. So, what'd you guys think?
That's one of the best Hot Snakes songs ever. Ever.
Yeah.
You picked one hell of a good one, Capel.
Thank you. You know what? There's another Hot Snakes song that I want to play, but I want to do a different theme. And I kind of want to do where bands have multiple singers, but their main singer is not singing. And I want to do another song from that record. Way to give it up, man. Fucking well, dick.
We could just do a whole Hot Snakes record or Hot Snakes show, and I'd be...
I'd be stoked on that.
We could do a whole entire Froberg and Swami show, and we could be very satisfied.
Yes.
I think at this point you should just do live stream. You could play all these records as you do Roblox, as you do
Minecraft,
play some Fortnite. Yes, exactly. Rocket League, FIFA, etc.
I could definitely floss to Hot Snakes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, that fucking song is great.
Yeah.
I was told that I have to bring this up. There is no bass guitar on that record. It is all a very heavy organ.
I did not know that.
I didn't know it either, but then once you said it, I was like, I could hear it.
Yeah.
You definitely hear it on the record, but I didn't know that there was no bass. I just always thought it was really low in the mix or something, because you hear something that's similar to a bass every now and then.
Right.
Well, then it drops out at certain points, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wild.
Interesting choice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys think that's why Kulo never had a bassist?
They wanted an
organ. Because they were super into Hot Snakes?
They are. Do you know what? Yeah, go ahead, Diego.
Dylan's homies with Kulo. You guys might not know.
What?
I hang out with the Gaddis brothers often.
All I was going to say is, like, when I think of Kulo, I do think of Hot Snakes, which is, you know, a bad joke.
That's it. When they did the reunion tour and played at Talia Hall, Nathan and Jared...
Kulo.
Yes, the Kulo reunion tour, where John got naked on stage at Talia Hall. So Nathan and his brother and his dad were there, and his dad's like a big Rocket from the Crypt Hot Snakes fan. His dad had a heart attack at that show.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Like halfway through the set, they had to leave because his dad had a heart attack.
Is he okay?
That's crazy.
He's good, but I was like, they were like joking about it. Like, they rocked me too hard.
He was having too much fun.
Yeah.
they were rocking a little too hard to the point that it was kind of like, oh, guys.
Oh, well, I don't think Rick Froberg played a note of guitar that night.
No, he did not. And he barely
just
sang too.
Fucking wasted.
Yeah, it was so good. But watching Swami play guitar was like godly.
It's the best.
His like shirt is like buttoned down halfway, and he's just like...
He's the coolest.
Oh, yeah, so cool.
I made a huge ass out of myself at the bar after that show to him, but when they played at Empty Bottle, I redeemed myself, and he was nice. And he bought me a shot of Malort.
Hell yeah, shout out to
Swami. Nice.
So you did not win.
Win what?
No, never mind.
Diego was making a joke about how Malort is not very good.
It's not very good.
It's fine.
But
it's fine. It's a shot of liquor.
Yeah.
So Papaya Paranoia, are they proto D-beat?
I don't know. Maybe they were
War
just
cubed.
Like,
I mean, come on.
Yeah. War.
What era is that, my friend?
It's I think that was like 84, 85. So
D-beat was in the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
the summer of D-beat, 1984.
Yeah. this is their second. Their second record. I think the first one might be a compilation, though. But yeah, they have some tracks they definitely do. We were talking a little bit about how it goes on for a little long, but so it goes. And they were contemporaries of Zelda, who I know Patrick really likes because I got him into him.
Are they like spazzy stuff like that?
No, more post-punk for sure.
Yeah, okay. More like new wave. But they kind of get lumped together because they're all girl groups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Zelda's one of my favorite like Japanese bands from the 80s.
Yeah,
for
Zelda's great.
So good.
That just sounded like super hyperactive, like synth pug, like.
Yeah.
I bet Melt Banana is a fan of them.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. You can trace it.
Yeah.
One of my biggest regrets is not seeing Melt Banana when I had the chance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The song with the Melvins and Napalm Death.
That's a fucking show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They always tour with, like, these, like, super heavy metal bands, and they're, like, not like that anymore, and I love it. It's so good. But I see them in Japan in really small clubs. Like, they play huge, huge shows around the world, but in Japan, it's just like, oh, yeah, there's, like, a, you know, 150 people here.
And we've seen the opposite. It's the opposite of the big in Japan trope.
Yeah. So one time, the first time I went to Osaka, I went to Punk and Destroy Records, which is right around the corner from this venue where Boiler Man played once. And I saw a flyer at Punk and Destroy, and I was just like, oh, shit, Melt Banana's coming through. Holy fuck, that's tonight. And so we just went around the corner and like caught Melt Banana as they were setting up. It was very good. It's the best being at the right time at the right place at the right time.
Sick.
Yeah. And then Skeletal Family. What do you guys think of that?
That was cool.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was great.
I first heard about that on I think it was Sacred Bones did Killed by Death Rock. LPs.
That's where
Dylan,
I recognize
I think you're
it
trying
from.
To speak, but you're muted.
Oh.
You're still muted.
He's still muted.
Yeah, still. I know. I'm a dummy. yeah, that's where I recognize that song from.
Yeah.
You said that. That's a cool record.
I think
it also explains the leather and the duster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great video.
Great video.
Yeah, listener, go watch the video.
Yeah, definitely watch the video. I think that was a shorter version. I think they have a slightly longer version, but the shorter version is definitely better for those of you who can't listen to songs that are over 4 minutes. Like myself. But yeah.
Speaking of songs that are over 4 minutes, just want to get it in there. Rest in peace to Q Lazarus, the singer of Q Goodbye Horses.
Yeah.
I guess she died back in July, but, you know, the world found out today.
Oh, what? Really? Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that I heard about it today, but I didn't know that she died back in July.
Yeah, I mean, she was a very private person. Some eagle-eyed person found it in, like, an obituary for some Staten Island newspaper, so.
Jesus. Yeah. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Patrick? Bad Rig, you're Dern.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song.
You got to pep it up here, bud. Come on.
I've been up since 2:40 in the morning, okay, bud? We're going to listen to the fucking Exhalants, the song Richard off the record Atonement. Fucking play that song. Damn it.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. We just heard David Nance with the song Prophet's Prophet and started that block of rock off with the one and only Exhalance, the track Richard.
Nice.
Hell yeah, brother.
I really like that Exhalance track.
Yeah. It's a ripper. That's a cool record. We played with them. Dylan, it might have been one of the last shows we played. Now that I think about it. I don't know. We played with them at one point, and yeah, fucking great band. Really great band. That record is so cool. It has like those
very nasty and dirty sounding. It was nice.
Yeah, but
I don't know if nice is the word.
Dude, you also have to, like, there's also, like, very clean, like, nice parts on that record, too, that, like, it goes, has this, like, weird tension that's really cool.
Lovely group of boys.
Yeah. And that bass tone.
Yeah, sounds exactly like that live. It's so fucking good.
Joey, did you like that?
I enjoyed it. I don't think I'll go and listen to the whole record, but...
A little too new metal for you.
Yeah, well, not new metal enough, actually.
No, yeah, I was going to say, not new metal enough.
Yeah, right. Come on, man.
Dude, there's a song, I think it's the second track off that record, where it's like definitely like the new metal vibes are strong.
Bouncy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out then.
Yeah.
No, I was really into that Dave Nance song, though. That was sick.
Yeah, I found out about him through this other musician, Rosalie, and Dave Nance and his band played on her record, and then
Rosalia.
And yeah, I ended up checking him out, and the first thing I checked out was a song off this record that we just played, Pulverized and Slightly Pieced, which is like a demo recording of a actual proper record he did called Pieced and Slightly Pulverized. So it's just completely different takes. And, like, the songs are different, too. It's pretty fucking cool.
Blowing my mind.
I like when bands do that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, ever since the quarantine, Dylan pointed this out, he's been covering the whole records from bands and just putting them up on Bandcamp.
Damn, that's cool.
Interesting bands choices. He did Berlin by Lou Reed. Goat's Head Soup by the Stones. And Beatles for Sale, which is like objectively the worst Beatles record. And then Duty Now for the Future by Devo. I would love to hear that.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's just a dude from Omaha just fucking just rocking.
Does he play all the instruments?
No, I don't think he does. But he, on some of his records, he does.
Nice.
So, yes? I don't know. Whatever.
How many of y'all been to Omaha?
Me? Zoo.
What?
There's a great zoo in Omaha.
Great zoo? Ooh.
Yeah.
I passed through there on my way here, and I don't know. I was surprised. I just thought it would be completely flat, and it's not. And there's a lot more beautiful old, like, 1920s bungalows than I expected. I didn't expect anything, so you know. If you go in with low expectations, anything will blow you away.
I played Ghost House, I think, in Omaha, Nebraska, which was cool. I think we played with a ska band, but this is the only time I've been.
Ska finally reached Omaha in 2009.
Don't remember much else about that other than Nebraska smelling like shit. Just smelled fucking awful because there were so many like, factory cows? Farms with cows, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awful. But I do want to go back. I think Heather and I were thinking about when we get like a year off of work for having the kid.
Going and hanging out in Omaha.
Well, no. What we were thinking about doing was taking a little bit of road trip with the brand new shithead. And stopping.
This is how Joey announces that he's becoming a father. Everyone.
Someone announced it before. I think maybe. But
so you're gonna have your own National Lampoon style vacation.
Yeah, with a 6-month year old baby, 6-month year old, 6-month baby.
So you're thinking of coming on a road trip to the States?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, we'll probably be in America for 2 months, England for 2 months. And when we're in America, I'm sure we're going to want to get out of my parents' house. So I was thinking about going to visit you schmucks in fucking California, but stopping and seeing some folks along the way.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
There's a lot of national parks along the way, my friend.
There are. Yeah. It's like one of those things where people take stuffed animals and, you know, to different places, but we're going to do the same thing just with the kid.
with a child.
I definitely want to stop in Denver. So hang out with Mark Masters and other folks.
Weed every day. You get pedicab there for old time's sake.
Get the baby a weed pacifier.
it's like shooting fish in a barrel, man. I don't know. You might want to do it.
I mean, like, does that work? Like THC pacifiers for when they are teething? You know how people rub whiskey on pacifiers? No.
You can give it a shot.
I'm going to be a terrible dad.
Man. You can also...
Parody. Everything said here is a satire.
Yeah.
Omaha's says you, also, man. I'm 100% serious. Just kidding. Sorry.
Let the man talk.
Sorry. There's a big CIA presence in Omaha, too.
Dude, it's spooky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's super spooky.
That Trunon shit?
Yeah. Yeah, Stratcom.
Hell yeah.
have like a giant building downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joey's an agent.
Ooh.
That's
why I've been to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, have a kid and give it a weed pacifier. Wink, wink.
Are you going to name the kid 311?
It's a long game. Band?
From Omaha?
Oh, yeah.
No, obviously, Omaha's her name's going to be Amber.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely going to be your kid's name. That actually... Amber Shithead Apple.
So when we found out that we were going to have a girl, I was in America. And Heather and I were talking on Zoom or something, or like Facebook Messenger. And, I was like, oh, what are we going to, you know, like, what are we going to call it? And she's like, oh, we should just call it Dickweed or something like that. And I was right by my parents at the same time. And they were just like, what? Like, you know, they didn't think it was super funny.
Tom didn't approve.
Take it easy, Ma.
Yeah. Well, but they were actually like, oh, you've actually found the right person for you if you're going to name your kid Dickweed. And it was her idea.
I mean,
Dickweed. You figured that part out a long time ago, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Your parents finally realized it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, she's so nice in English, you know? Because the English aren't known for their senses of humor, so.
No, they're fooled by the accent.
I think I suggested naming the kid World War III. Because Kelly had this cat named World War III.
That's so great.
Well, we got to name the kid World War IV.
Yeah, because we're in World War III right now. We just don't even know it yet.
That's right, baby. It's
too on the nose.
War cubed.
I thought that's what their name was, World War III.
Would be a great name.
Yeah. But you stylize it like World War cubed.
Are you going to buy her a crust onesie?
Yeah, with a bunch of patches.
Bullet belt.
So
like
we're gonna close this episode out.
But why? Now it's just getting good.
It always comes back to crust patches.
I almost played a Hellshock song, so... Fuck me!
Damn.
Dude, we should do a World War III episode.
Themed episode.
Yeah.
Just call the one by the band from DC. You know the one.
We're all gonna play the same bands. And the whole episode is just gonna be like 20 minutes because it's all
how many,
like,
yeah,
1 minute long skit liquor songs.
How many disc rockers can you handle?
Yeah, right.
I'd be down with a only diss bands episode. That'd be cool.
I mean,
I call Active Minds.
All right, we're going to close this episode out, this wonderful time we've had together with everyone, if you're still listening. I don't know. We're going to play the one and only Social Circle, the track I Don't Want. It just popped up on my iPod the other day.
I thought,
this song's a ripper. And it is.
Agreed.
Such a great band. This EP is fucking incredible.
10 out of 10 ripper. Play that track, Joey.
They misspelled circle.
All right, everybody.
Bye. See you guys later.
Peace.